Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abraham in a vision and said, "Do not fear, Abraham, because I will protect you and your reward will be great." Abraham replied, "O Lord's servant, may all your blessings serve me. I do not even have a son, since you have not given me children." Elsier of Damascus, "A servant of those of my house, they will inherit all my wealth. You have not given me descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir." After the Lord told him, "No, your servant will not be your heir, because you will have a son of your own, who will be your heir." Then the Lord took Abraham outside and told him, "Look at the sky, and if you can count the stars, that is the number of descendants you will have." And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord considered him righteous because of his faith. I like this conversation from Genesis chapter 15. Here in Genesis chapter 15, from verse 1, we can see God speaking with Abraham, a conversation from which I think we can learn at this time, and a lot. Because perhaps like Abraham, he felt in a moment of crisis in his life, in a complicated moment. I think many times like this, we have felt too. Moments in which life hits us so hard that we want to simply let ourselves fall and not get back up again. I know that you understand me and you know what I'm talking about. Problems in the family or in the company, some financial difficulties, something that makes you uncomfortable. It makes you feel between a rock and a hard place. It's complicated, right? Now we do not all live the same processes. Perhaps other people's processes, for them, they can consider them to be strong or stronger than others. But it's that nobody, as they say out there, nobody knows the leak, right, of somebody else's house. And life is one of the obstacles, but also of good things. And I believe that every circumstance that occurs to us when we love God and trust Him, it's a challenge, an act in which the Lord to teach something, and it will lead us to something better. Abraham was in his tent, and I tell you, he was in his tent because of what happens later. He was a man who loved God, of course. Yes, a man who loved God. However, Abraham got to worry about something. He was in his tent and something complicated was happening. And what was happening was that he was pending on one thing important to him. God appears and says to him, "I will be with you, Abraham. I will protect you and I will give you a reward." Now, Abraham thought that that reward was money, selling him more land, to the point that he told him, "What use are all your blessings if I don't even have a child? If I don't even have a son? So that if I am not even going to have a heir, sir," he felt between a hard rock and a hard place, or felt a little sad, because he thought that everything he had in life was going to inherit one of his servants. And who does not want to have a child, right? Abraham was already advanced in years. And like everything, many times as time passes and seeing that the days go by and things do not change, as the mind is begin to get used to getting used to this, I think many will be receiving this audio and they will be thinking that it's a new normal and we have to get used to this now. One thing is resignation, and the other thing is to understand that there are changes, and that changes can take you to a better level. The changes make you see life in a different way and change the strategy. But resignation, the only thing that leads you is to be sad and frustrated by what you could not achieve and simply throwing the towel, giving up. But when God puts challenges ahead of us, it's not to resign ourselves. It's to make us grow. And what strikes me from God is that His challenges are preceded by His promises. That is, there is no challenge that comes from God if first a promise did not come from Him. Now perhaps you will say, but what are God's promises for me? Well, you have many books in the Bible that speak of all God's promises are written there. And they are for those who love Him. So Abraham did not understand what God was saying to him. Now I wonder, why did Abraham not understand? And the Lord begins to teach me something right now while I record these words. In this devotional, I'm sitting in an office. There's a lot of noise outside. Well, that is what they call part of a new normal. Working from home is going to feel everything. But I'm sitting in front of a wall and the Lord tells me, what do you see? And you know, I only see a wall in front of me. I only see something that obstructs my vision. I cannot see what is on the other side because I have a wall in front that is being an obstacle to see. And while I am locked in, I will not be able to see what's outside. I hope I'm making myself be understood. When we lock ourselves up and focus on what we don't have, when we fill our minds with only bad news and surround ourselves with people that all they do is complain, what else will we have to do? Complain. We also talk and do what we eat all the time. And unfortunately, we let ourselves be carried away by the setbacks of life. We let ourselves be carried away by bad news. We let ourselves be carried away by those complicated situations so many times that in the end, we ended up like Abraham, receiving God's promises, but at the same time, restless and criticizing a little and telling Him that your blessings serve me. If I don't have this or that, now I don't feel bad because I think everyone goes through this. That is why we are. And the Father understands. What we see is important. What is the vision we have? What is in front of our eyes? I call this beginning inside a box. And many times, the area of comfort that we call, which often has nothing to do with comfort, it's our box. The box where we are not doing so well, but we get used to it and we stay there. And I think we are in a time and in a season where you stay inside the box complaining, or you can understand that the only thing that God wants to show you is not everything is over. The only thing God wants is to lead you to something better and to see what others cannot see. Can you understand that your Father loves you, that God loves you, and that He simply moved the nest, that He is simply moving the box to tell you that there is life beyond the box. There is life beyond what your eyes can see. There is life beyond the bad news. There is life beyond the COVID. There is life beyond the disease. Or you are finished, or you get up and believe, because now it's what we have believed and which has been our principles for a long time, which is what you have believed, which is the God in whom you have believed. And when we understand, even our prayers change, because we go from the prayer of a simple wrench to the prayer of a son who knows that even in these moments his Father is the owner of everything and can show him the correct path that he should walk. Many have been called reinventing himself right. And I think so. I call it rethinking life. I think in some moments we talk about this. And I want to remind you, not everything is over. Because if today you could open your eyes, believe me, there is hope. It helps God. Have you another day alive if you are not going to produce? There is a purpose. Can you understand that? Remember that every minute you spend complaining or fighting against the season or what you have to live is a minute that goes away and does not come back. You can keep doing it and get old, and that the years go by and stay like Abraham. Yes, Lord, I know that you have given me promises, but now God did not bother with Abraham. And perhaps God is not angry with you because you have complained. But if he wants to teach you something, and today I come as a friend to give you that advice. When Abraham complained, God told him, no, Abraham, I am not talking about land. I am going to paraphrase it. I am not talking about land or what you are thinking. I am going further. You are going to have a child because I have proposed to you. And I come to tell you from God. Are you listening to me? God decided to do something with you and with your family. And he will do it. Just trust. And what was God's strategy? You know what God did? He said, Abraham, go outside. I imagine Abraham comfortable in his tent. Inside his tent, but limited. And when the only thing you have around you is cutting you, it seems that there is no more life outside the box. Are you understanding me? Or am I making myself be understood? Today, I just come to remind you that there is life beyond the box, of course. What happens is that you are not understanding that God is making you uncomfortable to go out so that you do not stay inside. Then, in verse 5, it says, the Lord took Abraham aside and said, look at the sky, and if you can count the stars, that is, the number of descendants you will have. After he left his tent now, the decision is made by you, because God wants you, and he wants to take you there. There is life after all this. But if you have already resigned, my beloved friend, I have good news for you. It's time to get up, shake off, and understand that there is something else. If there is something else, Pastor, it's that I lost everything. You still don't have life. You haven't lost anything. You have a new chance. And what makes you think that the same God who has sustained you all your life is not going to continue doing now? Yes, there are things you want to achieve, right? And you don't have them. But that does not diminish the importance of what you already have. You have already what the Lord has already given you, so that you are grateful and you know how to enjoy what you have now, because each day will bring its own desire. And when Abraham moved, I changed position. Say with me, I have to change position. Say it with me. I have to change positions. Now you could receive many promises from God, but as long as it's in the box, and you will not know what your box is. While it's in there, I will not be able to understand anything, and I will be simply have promises of God like a few more words. But God broke Abraham's scheme. You know, I took him to see a vision. A vision. You need to get out of the four walls, you know. Sometimes we make such small plans because we surround ourselves with people and we get used to a small life. And when you realize that there are borders, when God takes you out of the tent, and when God takes you out of the box, you start to look. Now look around you and you say, I thought that the world was only this room. The tremendous thing was that I was going to die in this room. And now that I see, and what God said to him, look at the sky, count the stars. You can count. That's how many offsprings you will have, Abraham. He says, Abraham believed the Lord. I believe that it's the moment in which God is worrying you. And he is telling you there is another way. And of course, there is hope. But remember that he has given you faith. And the faith that you have was not earned in a college. Not because of your pretty face or your efforts. It's a gift from God. And that is the wonderful thing about the faith that comes from him. And he is in control. and He has a solution for all things. Father, I thank You for Your words, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that this word speaks to each heart. You will know how to make this word reach each life so that they can understand it and realize it, Father, that while there is life, there is hope. Because help us to understand that this comfort is not bad, and that later we will remember this time and say thank You, because although we did not understand it, Your purpose is still valid. Thank You, Lord. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. He invites you to subscribe to the devotional YouTube channel, Just in Time. And on Instagram, you can follow him as Pastor Elias HC on Twitter and on Facebook. And we want to remind you that we already are on Spotify. A hug and blessings.